Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff of CHI Memorial Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Again, so great to be with you this Sunday morning. And as you said, I'm a board-certified family medicine physician, and I work for CHI Memorial and also work as the chief of staff for CHI Memorial Georgia, as you said. Been just delighted to practice primary care for over 20 years. I won't say exactly how many, but over 20 years here in this area in a family tradition that goes back now over 150 years. So I'm proud to carry that on as long as we have primary care in this country. I'm also very proud to be working with Benchmark Physical Therapy as well as our sponsors, LHC, Louisiana Healthcare for Home Care Solutions, as well as Heartlight Hospice. They're wonderful people, great companies, and it's my honor to be afforded the privilege to work with them. And as you also said, you know, working with CHI Memorial is a privilege in this area. They do so much good for this region. They support us, being a sponsor as well. And they also support the residents of both Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, especially through CHI Memorial Georgia. And we keep growing leaps and bounds there, expanding services. And I know we'll be talking about a little bit in a minute, but also be announcing future growth as I can. I know there are a lot of things in the future. But speaking about CHI, I do want to talk about a new procedure that's called hidden scar breast cancer surgery. So first off, being diagnosed with breast cancer is a life-changing moment that not only threatens a woman's life, but her self-confidence as well. Now CHI Memorial offers a procedure called hidden scar breast cancer surgery, which focuses on safely removing all of the cancer while preserving the natural shape of the breast and leaving no visible scarring behind. If you would like to learn more, call 423-495-6744. That's 423-495-6744 to learn more about the hidden scar breast cancer surgery. Ed, tell us what's going on at Nutrition World and in your life.
Thank you very much, my friend. And of course, I am the owner of Nutrition World, located here on Lee Highway in Chattanooga. And we will be celebrating our 40th year in business this December. So we have a lot of different events coming up, and we're very proud of the fact that Chattanooga has supported us to such a level. We are not just a vitamin store. We have evolved into what we call a wellness center. We embrace many practitioners. We deal with counseling, coaching, losing weight, helping people with keto diets, different health issues, you know, from an aspect of not just which vitamins to take. It's actually, as we constantly discuss, it's a far bigger conversation than one thing. All of us have to kind of reach out to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Health is like a symphony, and if you have some instruments that are either not playing or out of tune, you have to work with the whole system in order for the music to be beautiful again. And I think health is very similar to music. And in order to be functional, have less pain, age gracefully, not be on all the prescription drugs that the majority of people are on, your music has to play in pretty much good tune, and we are here to help you tune up. So that's a big conversation that I just threw out there, but I do believe in that. We do have an event coming up that I want to announce that's very important to me. Over 80% of women get HPV, human papillomavirus. Two-thirds of those women will clear it on their own. Their immune system takes care of it. One-third will not. This is where it can increase the significant risk of cervical cancer by having an HPV that is either untreated or not ever allowed to be rid itself of the body. It is the procedures in place at this point are the same ones that have been for many years, the LEAP procedure and other couple other things. And these are very effective as stopping the continued harm to the body, but they don't actually rid the body of the virus. I met a gentleman in Chicago, Dr. Leroy, who is a true pioneer in the field of natural treatments for HPV and cervical dysplasia. And he will be at Nutrition World lecturing. He's flying down from Chicago. He will be at Nutrition World lecturing on November 6th. And the topic, of course, is the truth about HPV and cervical dysplasia. You don't have to sign up. You actually can come that evening and just show up. And on nutritionw.com under events, you can go on there to read more about that. I encourage anyone who knows someone who has a long-term or short-term HPV or even just interested in the topic to please tell your friends and neighbors about this, because this is not a lecture you will hear anywhere else. So that's an exciting thing that we have coming up. And along with that, you know, I think let's real quickly say one thing about flu shots, Dr. Green. Tell me your bullet point flu shot recommendation.
Oh, get your flu shot. So that's a that's an easy bullet point. Yeah, you know, I hear so much. I've never gotten a flu shot. Then the one time that I did get one that year, I got flu. So I hear that one. And then the myth that the flu shot causes flu, which is, of course, actually not true. So in the end, I mean, we have to make our own decisions. I know there's an issue. You'll bring up thimerosal, I'm sure, in just a minute. So we'll save that for your talk. But from a primary care standpoint, even though the flu shot is not going to prevent all influenza, by far it does not. It is still what we have in the armamentarium to reduce your risk of catching influenza. And if you do catch flu, some studies show that the intensity of your illness may be less if you had the influenza vaccination. So for us, for those under 65, we have one flu shot. For those 65 and older, we have a separate higher dose. But in our practice, unless there is a absolute contraindication, i.e. they're allergic to it, we do recommend getting the flu shot.
I appreciate that. And, you know, you and I can always talk about some of the topics that occasionally we do have different opinions on. As far as my opinion on the flu shot, I am not a big fan of it for people who are of general health. I think when you deal with those who have very compromised systems, I think it needs to be judged based on that person and their health. The thing that I continue to fall back on, and when you talk about the word proof, I don't think we'll ever get to a level where we call something proven in things like vaccines, because there's so much complexity to the whole issue. However, the evidence to me is, number one, is that there are contaminants within the shot itself called mercury or thimerosal or aluminum or formaldehyde. I mean, there's many chemicals, and we already are so living in a toxic cesspool of chemicals that I do feel is very strongly affecting our health in a negative way. But the other thing is, when you look at the data, and here's where part of the conversation certainly can go on to an hour-long debate, but when they say the amount of people who die from having the flu, what people don't realize and the public doesn't realize, and it's all based in research with the CDC, they are clumping together people who die from pneumonia with people who die from the flu to create headlines. It's absolute fact. This is not made up. So, of course, there's a ton of people who die from pneumonia due to multiple reasons. But yet, if they had any relationship to the flu, it's counted as a flu death. And the question I ask people all the time is this, and this is so unscientific. How many of your friends or neighbors have died from the flu? I can count on one hand over my life. Now, could the flu have caused the pneumonia? Of course it can. But when they clump the pneumonia death with a flu shot, if it's during the flu season, it's going to be clumped together. And then they present the numbers. It is scary, the numbers, but that's because they're really not valid numbers. If we just took the flu deaths that we knew were flu deaths, the numbers would not sell a vaccine. There would be no way that you would go out and get it when you thought your risk would be so much, so little improved on by a flu shot, because the risk is not that great to begin with. So,
well, let me counter that a little bit. So, you know, unfortunately, last year, and of course I can't use specific instances, but practice-wide, I lost count of the number of flu-related deaths. So a lot of these people that are developing flu-related pneumonias, they actually do get a viral pneumonia or pneumonitis, and all the tests show no bacterial component to the pneumonia. So there were, last year, just locally, more deaths than I can remember due to a flu-related lower respiratory tract illness. And we were seeing a higher death rate than normal. I hope that doesn't reproduce itself this year. You know, granted, some of those may have a superimposed bacterial pneumonia. And I would agree, if it were just bacterial, don't clump that in with the deaths. But those that are viral-related, I would say, from a statistical standpoint, should be included into those numbers.
Well, that's a good point. And I'm not negating the danger of flu by any means. What I'm really saying is, I think that the numbers that you read on headlines is skewed. And I think if people want to make sound decisions based on their health, then we shouldn't have those kind of alterations of statistics in order to actually sell something. But
and you said headlines. That's what a headline is.
Right. That is. Usually, so. Yes. And it's always will be an interesting conversation for sure. Well, it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be discussing a very interesting topic with a friend of mine, Dr. Matt from Rev Chiropractic. And I've just been very pleased with all the reports that I get from the patients and people I refer to him. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my good friend, Dr. Green, and today we have Dr. Matt in a wonderful interview on a topic that is exciting to me. Welcome, Dr. Matt.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed and Dr. Green. I appreciate you guys.
I am out there 6 days a week discussing holistic health, nutrition, how to help people in any way that I can from more of a nutritional approach. And there's nothing that I don't have an open mind for. I really, it's like a buffet to me, the whole conversation of all the options that we have as far as, you know, partnering with people. But I've had probably more individuals in the past year give me positive feedback from what kind of the philosophy that you are using or believe in to help improve people's health. Can you give us some a little bit of summary of what you do and why it's different and how it's working?
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife and I, Dr. Monica, we are Vitalistic chiropractors. We do take a different approach than what you typically think through chiropractic care. We don't focus so much on the spinal manipulation and, you know, getting people to crack and feeling better right then and there. You know, really our story and why we do what we do, and just give you a brief little insight, is both my wife and I, when we were younger, we lost our health. I had debilitating pain throughout my body. Really, you know, there were days I would take my first step out of bed and, you know, I'd get shooting pains up and down my body. And I developed a lot of anxiety from that time. My wife, she had ulcerative colitis. She had debilitating migraines. And this is both when we were in our late teens and early 20s. So, you know, at a very young age, we realized that our health had to be our number one priority. And it took us down a path to, you know, very similar things that you share, Ed, really taking care of ourselves from the inside out, eating the proper foods. And really, we had our greatest transformations through the process of, you know, going through these chiropractic, vitalistic adjustments, really working with the nervous system and getting the nervous system to do the job that it's designed to do, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But really, our work is understanding how the nervous system works, how we process stresses and challenges, and getting that nervous system to process those things so that way it can actually work at its fullest potential.
Yeah, you know, you're certainly resonating with me because, in fact, just recently Dr. Green and I both spoke at a conference on peripheral artery disease. And at the end of my lecture, I said Hippocrates many decades ago said natural forces within us are the true healers of disease. And I know when I listened to you lecture at Nutrition World a few months ago, I certainly know that you believe in accessing, empowering this life force energy within us that we all are born with, but we tend to lose as things happen and we age. So what would a patient, or how would it look like if you start advising and helping someone? What goes on?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, yes, absolutely. And Hippocrates, I love all of his sayings and all of the teachings that he gave. And, you know, one of the very first things that we share with people is that we want to educate people. We want to educate people because when you become educated, you become empowered. And when you become empowered, you can really take control of your health and really create the extraordinary life that you so deserve. So, you know, how it typically starts is sharing with people kind of where they came from and reframing this whole health model and understanding how our bodies works. And, you know, we went through 8 years of post-secondary school, got a lot of letters behind our name, and really understood how the human body works. And, you know, for us, we keep it really super simple about how the nervous system works. Is our brain sends these electrical signals and bioenergetic signals down our spinal cord, out peripheral nerves, through neurotransmitters, and communicates to all 100 trillion cells in our body. And the body's constantly communicating with the brain and nervous system. And really, to make this relevant and to get people to understand what their potential is, I take them back to the very beginning. And I give an example of my wife. She's 7 months pregnant right now, so about 29, 30 weeks in. And something happened 30 weeks ago between her and I, something called the conception. And I know nobody wants to think about their parents and the conception night, but what essentially happens on that night is that one cell from our father and one cell from our mother, they come together inside of our mother's belly. And they actually show that when the sperm hits the ovum, a biophoton, an energy, an electricity is actually created. You can look up on YouTube. It's the most fascinating, amazing thing. And the intelligence inside of the body that created this power and created this intelligence went on to create one single cell. And that one single cell has all of the information necessary to grow a baby inside of a mother's belly. It's the intelligence inside of our mother's belly that created 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, you know, liver, lungs, gallbladder, endocrine system. And over the course of 9 or so months, created each and every one of us. And there's an amazing, extreme intelligence that lives within our nervous system. And, you know, what I always share with people is that that intelligence that took you from one cell from your mom and one cell from your dad, that intelligence never, ever abandoned you when you were born. It lives within you today. It's the intelligence that tells your heart to pump blood through thousands of miles of blood vessels in your body. It's the intelligence that if you cut your finger and, you know, it's not a Neosporin or a Band-Aid that's going to heal you. It's this intelligence setting anticoagulants and new epithelial cells are going to grow over the next 7 to 14 days. So when I share that with people, I let them know that if we can start tapping into the nervous system and getting it to do the job it's supposed to, that's when truly extraordinary things begin to happen.
Ed, you know that everything you're saying, Matt, resonates with me because there was a distinct spiritual component to everything you were saying, and to me, I find it difficult. Anybody can get through school and see the amazing genetics and the biophysiology and not believe that that was a created thing. I mean, there are plenty of people who do, but to me, I see no accident. I see design. But I was thinking a little while ago we were talking, and you correctly said, you said, I don't just go crack people. You know, we in the medical field, and I guess plenty of lay people who have never visited a chiropractor are ignorant of chiropractic. We just are, and that's something we have to admit. What I am curious about from a medical standpoint, primary care, is if you're not doing that, what are you doing?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Perfect wording.
That question is kind of like asking a blind person, how do you read Braille? That's the best way I could describe it. Another way I can describe it is we take very gentle contacts and very specific access points. The way we were trained was in something called biogeometric integration. Essentially, when you're born, and you remember this back in medical school, you're born, the notochord, the primitive streak begins, and you actually grow upwards and downwards. And based on the research, a lot of the tissues in different areas actually correlate with each other. So we have a technique that we've been taught that's been tested for years, 75 plus years of research from these separate individuals, probably starting about 40-ish years ago, that really just shows that with these gentle contacts and very specific access points, you can actually start stimulating the nervous system a very specific way to pay attention to areas that it hasn't paid attention to in a while. So I'll give you an example. An acupuncturist uses the meridian system. How spleen number 7 affects our spleen, or liver 25, whatever it may be, affects that. Not really exactly sure. So my answer to it is, I actually don't fully know. I've just been taught this process. I've seen the changes in the body. And then you make these changes based on kind of what we've learned. And then you take a step back and then go back to what you said, the philosophical standpoint. There is an intelligence in the body. If we can just start getting it to do something different, get it out of the pattern, I know and trust and believe that the body's going to start moving in the right direction.
I thought of another question as you were talking about growing up and down. Is there any modality you have that can help us stop the growth sideways as we get older?
The growth sideways? Oh, man, that's Ed's world, all nutrition-based. Yeah. There is an emotional component to it as well, obviously. But, yeah, it's definitely nutrition 100%.
Well, you know, and I've had enough feedback, and, of course, people share everything with me, sometimes too much, but I love it when I speak to even people close to me, my daughter, and of course many of our clients and customers in Nutrition World, who come back and give me these incredible stories of, this isn't something you just like, oh, I think it worked. No, this is, for most people, it is a light bulb going off, as far as when you're, and I would just use these crude words, you're tuning up the electrical system and maybe cleaning it up, and you're making it more vital. But in that process, the old timers would call it a cleansing reaction. Tell me about some of these comments that I'm hearing.
Oh, the cleansing reaction. Now, I don't want to go scaring people. Not everyone has these experiences. Just think of it as, you know, imagine you've had toxins, whether it's chemical toxins and even the emotional toxins, or even these physical experiences, those chronic things that have kind of just been lingering in the background that come and go. When we start clearing and opening up these patterns, we start communicating to areas that haven't really been communicated to. It's kind of like if you haven't gone to the gym in 2 years, Ed, and then you go work out, what's going to happen the next day? You're gonna be sore, right? Because you've been moving and shifting things that haven't moved in a while. Same thing with this. It brings the frequency of those experiences to the surface, and kind of like going through a 5-day fast, you're going to start releasing some toxins. The body's finally ready to let go of what it's been holding on to so much. So again, not to scare everyone, sometimes people go through these, you know, toxins getting released. Sometimes it looks like some skin issues, sometimes some inflammation building up. I always share with people is that if we have lost our health, typically we're just stuck, and we need to get it unstuck first. And sometimes it feels really amazing. I tell people, sometimes you're gonna love me and sometimes you're gonna be cursing my name, but it's necessary, right? And you've seen this with the work you do. A cleansing process sometimes doesn't feel great. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but just like going to the gym, you working out, building up that bicep, you're going to be stronger because of it.
So that's more of a almost a spiritual cleansing. I was just thinking, when you describe that, it sounds like me after a run. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cleansing. I've released everything, and it's spiritually, physically, and mentally cleansing to me. So it sounds very similar.
I mean, we're chiropractors. That's what our license is. So we definitely get the physical aches and pains that come in. But my whole goal is to help people really, really understand that this innate intelligence that lives within them. And if we can start clearing the physical stuff, you then start getting more connected to your higher self and really your potential that lives within you.
Well, and you know, I love the words, you know, innate and, you know, divine and the power within us, vital energy. And again, all these people who comment to me, the two things it shows me is this, it's these stories, it's very obvious it's not placebo to to me. I am a great person who has a BS detector on on all of this stuff that's real and not real. Yours is the real deal, Dr. Matt, let me tell you. Secondly, it's not to be feared in any way. It's actually to be appreciated, and I am drawn to things that can take my motor of my car and take the old oil out, put the new oil in, and tune it up. I feel great when I get stuff done like that, even though there's pain of paying the paycheck. It's still worthy of me. And everyone who's gone through some of your protocol, I mean, they rely on you when they're having a tough week, a tough day, things have gone on in their life. You know, I always hear, I'm heading down at 3 o'clock to see Dr. Matt because, you know, I'm having a rough time and I know tomorrow I'll be fine again. So I just value all that you're doing. And how do people contact you if they want to make an appointment, please?
So yeah, absolutely. You can call our office at 423-713-7390. If we answer, awesome, we'll definitely take care of you. If not, just leave us a voicemail. You can email us at info@revoptimalliving. And then really a good way to learn a little bit more about our practice and what we do is we're on social media, Facebook and Instagram @revoptimalliving. And then our website has tons of information, testimonials. And so if you want to learn a little bit more, that's definitely the best places to check out.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Madden. You certainly have my stamp of approval and endorsement. And we will have your business cards at Nutrition World for those who just forget and but still want to come by and get that information. So it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your holistic and nutritional health. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Green, and we have Jeanette Jordan here on a very interesting conversation because it's something that has been near and dear to my heart in my lifelong studies of holistic health. And the word is Ayurvedic, and it's a 3,000-year history from India that has to do with a system of healing. And today we're going to talk to Jeanette about the Ayurvedic wellness that she is involved in. Welcome, Jeanette.
Hi, Ed. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Dr. Green, for having me this morning.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Tell us, you know, I will assure you, and I'm sure you know this, probably 99.7% of the listeners have no clue what the word Ayurvedic or how it would apply to them in their health. Tell me some good basic information on that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ayurvedic wellness is an ancient system of health that is based on nutrition and lifestyle. So a lot of people, we all have our vices and habits. Ayurveda takes each individual person's routine and schedule in their life, and it finds where you might be creating imbalances in your system, and then you can use these tools to have better health and vitality in your life. Usually it starts with nutrition, what you're eating, what you're drinking, when you're going to sleep.
Yeah, I that's fantastic. The thing that I know that right now maybe people are sounds like it's just good basic information, but I remember going to a Ayurvedic physician. It was probably my daughter's 28. She was probably about 3 years old, so quite some time ago. He happened to travel here from India, and he did, I guess I would use the word readings, not like it's a fortune teller, but, you know, he felt my pulse. I think I'm remembering this right. He looked at my tongue. You know, he really did some deep observations, and he came up with a kind of a plan for me that he said, you know, you're out of balance on these certain areas, and I think part of this is like conversation energetically out of balance, because we are a body that is run by electricity. There's just no doubt. Our brains are sympathetic, parasympathetic. All the messages are connected to a type of ATP that then produces different systems that make electricity. Well, he said that I had to, you know, or should be eating a certain list of foods that would sway me from one side of my out of balance that would perhaps bring me back in the middle. Does this sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it does. And you know, the thing about Ayurveda is everyone has their own specialty or what they bring to the table for Ayurveda. There is what they call like a more masculine form of Ayurvedic wellness, and that does use the pulse and looking at the tongue. The kind of intake that I use is I start out with, what time do you go to bed every night? And is that regular? What time do you wake up? How often are you evacuating? Do you have normal bowel and bladder movements? And then when I find these inconsistencies or things that maybe are not in alignment with health, then I dig deeper and, okay, so maybe you have an imbalance. Well, what are you eating and drinking? What are you exposing yourself to? Do you smoke? Do you use recreational drugs? You know, I go through this long form. I don't necessarily use pulse or looking at the tongue, but those are some methods that some practitioners use.
You know, what attracted me looking at Ayurveda was the way spiritual health is tied into your physical health. That's something that's important to me. And I do see that in the practice of traditional medicine, that where someone is spiritually and emotionally has a great impact on their physical health. So that's something that we end up talking about in my office a lot. And it's true for me personally as well. So I noticed that was something that Ayurveda also taught. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I use these wonderful meditations with some of my clients. The term that Katie Silcox, who is my teacher, uses is called body yantra. And it's just a meditation to get you back into your body, to really feel your emotions deeply. We do some emotion processing exercises. So you cannot address the physical body without addressing the emotional body in Ayurveda.
And from my standpoint, that's not really contrary to a Christian approach either. I was just thinking about, I can't tell you where it is, not being a theologian, but there's some verse that says a happy heart does the body good. But there's, you know, plenty of Christian thought that your spiritual health and physical health are tied together as well. So I do the same thing, but meditation in a different way. It's a Christian meditation, but, you know, frankly, that really does help.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with Ayurvedic wellness, it does not matter what you prescribe to in terms of religion. This is a form of wellness. So it can be tailored. If someone asks me, they want a more Christian meditation that focuses on God and spirituality from their perspective, I'm absolutely willing to, you know, cater to that. And I think that having a connection to a higher source, whether you call that God or Mother Nature or, you know, energy, everyone's different, but you have to look at the emotional body to address the physical body, because our emotions are stored in our tissue and it creates imbalance and creates disease when we don't address it.
Absolutely. And don't forget exercise as well. Ed and I have talked about this on the show, but for me, when I go running, that's a time eventually in the mid-run I can turn my brain off and I'm not thinking about any of the cares of life. And for me, just a 30-minute run or something like that clears my brain, my mind. I come out refreshed. Body's tired, but my mind's fresh. So that's another way for me that I help to reach that balance in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ayurveda also talks about the importance of having a movement practice. And I'm also a yoga instructor. I've been teaching yoga for 5 years now. So when someone comes to me for Ayurvedic wellness, movement is almost 99% of the time a part of that. Like nutrition, emotional body, movement. Those are the focuses of my work.
Well, you said something earlier that I always connect with as far as a conversation of health, and that is being in alignment. And the more I think about why people's health falters, it's a loss of alignment. And we can carry that conversation to everything that we've just said, the spiritual part, the exercise, the nutrition. I mean, we are not automobiles that can go in and we replace single parts and then everything is perfect again in most cases. We have to look at the big picture, and we are, to me, we're somewhat like a spider web, and I don't care what part of that web is touched, it's going to resonate with all other parts to that. And if you do something positive or negative, if it hurts your stomach, it's also resonating in many other areas of your body, whether you feel that or not. And I love a type of wellness that looks at the big picture, as Ayurveda does. I know in Nutrition World, we carry a good amount of Ayurvedic herbal remedies. And these are very well researched by a company called Himalayan. They actually will not put a product out until it has been fully tested on 1,000 patients. You know, when you look at the 1,000 patient thing, it isn't like a pharmaceutical company. They can test on 20,000 people sometimes, but, you know, they've got a lot more finances. And very few nutritional companies actually do patient-centered studies on their products. They do studies to show safety, but they don't show studies to show results. And so the liver formula that we offer, I have seen dramatic results in the improvement of people's liver health by taking this. And now, do you recommend, like, when you evaluate someone, are you also speaking of the different components of food that help balance or bring us back into alignment, or is that part of your conversation?
Yes, food is absolutely a part of the conversation. I also recommend cleansing in the spring and in the fall every year, and I do have a protocol for that for clients who are interested, but I also have a lot of herbs from Nutrition World on my shelf. I don't recommend herbs as a constant supplement. Herbs are something that you use in conjunction with a good diet to bring you back into alignment. And then once you have balanced out your system, you really don't need the herbs anymore, because you're taking care of yourself on a cellular level, emotional level, physical level, where the herbs are no longer needed.
Yeah, and I certainly agree with that. I do believe, and I look at herbs as natural medicines, and you know, and when the need for it is over, I don't believe in just continuing to use it, other than I am a huge fan of milk thistle the rest of my life, only because it does protect the liver from toxins, and we live in a toxic world. I don't care what we're doing. I know it's very interesting when I look at the animal studies on milk thistle, when they look at the mice studies where the poisonous mushroom, which is 100% fatal to these rats, if they give them milk thistle before they expose them to the mushroom, only 10% die instead of 100%. So it's very protective to the liver. But that's kind of getting off to the other side. Tell listeners, if they want to schedule with you or learn more about Ayurvedic and their health, how can they contact you, Jeanette?
Yeah, so my business cards are going to be located at Nutrition World. You can always stop by and grab a card from there. Also, my phone number, you can contact me directly through calling or texting. That is 931-212-4584. And I'm opening up an office right behind Nutrition World. So I will be in the Chattanooga area starting November 1st if you want to book an appointment with me.
That's wonderful. We look forward to seeing you there. And I know that you are going to be very helpful to our community. It's already time for us to take another break, and when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment, and we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to this segment that Dr. Green has for the spiritual moment.
And thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. Silverdalebc.com. They also have an excellent free app you can download. Today I'm talking again about peace, one of my favorite subjects. Let's start with Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And next, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. So who among us doesn't search for peace in life? Life is full of trials and stress, and we want to know and feel an inner lasting peace in the middle of these hard times. When Isaiah said perfect peace, he actually wrote shalom, shalom, or peace, peace. This is like saying the peace that is really peace, or peace upon peace. He referred to a deep, lasting, inner sense of well-being that will never degrade or be destroyed, which sounds just about perfect to me. Now, that peace is found only by setting our minds steadfastly on God, by realizing that He is God and knows all of our current situations and also all of our future. By having minds that trust and anticipate what He promises, accepting and enjoying what He offers. So, this peace is not found in the current situation of your life, but rather in the perfect peace that comes only by the Spirit of God, as we keep our minds focused on Him and His promises. So when the circumstances of life pull you towards worry and fear, cling to God and His promise of peace, trusting that He will never, ever leave or forsake you. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you so much, my friend. And, you know, we always discuss the fact that harmony, balance, dealing with fear are all so important on all levels, including our physical health. And everything you say from the spiritual sense is certainly interplays with everything we do, everything we do. I want to make a comment about an article that I wrote recently for Nuga.com on black seed oil. I had someone... Or actually, the people from a company had requested that I write an article for the public on black seed oil.
You did say black, not flax.
Right, black, not flax. And, you know, I'm a 40-year veteran of nutritional supplements, and I will say, and I did say in the article, I don't really or didn't know much about black seed oil because it was felt to me like it was a very just totally anecdotal kind of remedy that people had used, and it was spreading through the community, and it was like just talked about, so people came and bought it. So I go online and I start looking at PubMed, and PubMed, of course, is what people go to when they want to see the academic papers on anything. And when you type in black seed oil, which is also known as cumin, it was amazing to me the potential research benefits of this supplement. In fact, I was so impressed with it that I added it to my supplement plan, which is not common these days because I take so many things. But the people who are coming in to me who are doing this are, you know, looking at the literature about asthma and hair loss and sinus and skin issues and weight loss and just feeling better. So if you want to read more about it, it is on Nuga.com right now, the article that I wrote. And then secondly, and I'm not sure if I've mentioned this or not. Have I mentioned, Dr. Green, eating at Abuelo's?
Abuelo's, yes, we did talk about Abuelo's.
Because I ate there again last night, and I was, again, super impressed by the fact that I can get things that have a lettuce wrap on them and that I can do kind of a keto diet, and which is, of course, a diet that helps me to lose body fat and keep my energy up, which is a lower carbohydrate but a modest protein with a good amount of good healthy vegetables.
Let me ask you, have you eaten at, I think it's called the Feed Company?
I have, and I love the feed company, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because
well, that's a place I went a couple of times in the last couple of weeks and really enjoyed that, the atmosphere, the band.
Well, here's my take home on the feed, and actually it sparks me to say something that I had forgotten I was going to say. I am kind of obnoxious when it comes to wanting certain quality of food, I guess. And when it comes to salmon, I am so perturbed when I go to a restaurant and I ask if this is wild caught, and they say, oh, no, and they brag about the fact that it's farm-raised. I just went to a out-of-town trip where I've got to visit a farm-raised salmon, and it was sickening, absolutely awful. These fish were so big, number one, because they're being artificially fed. Two, they are, you know, have no room to exercise. They're on top of each other like you would see the chickens in these chicken coops that are, you know, packed up to ship to slaughter. And they are so big, some of these, that they are eating the smaller salmon because they've overgrown like they're on steroids. It was absolutely nauseating to me to think that I'm eating these kind of fish who literally are sucking in the feces of all the other fish. They can't help it. It would be like having your little 20-gallon tank at home and having, you know, 600 goldfish in it. It just won't work. So you said the feed. When I was at the feed last time, they went through a whole explanation of how truly wild-caught their salmon was.
How nice.
I was so impressed because I could only count on maybe six fingers the amount of people who, restaurant-wise, actually have a knowledge or relationship with what it should be like to sell the kind of foods that we should be selling. And the feed is one of those, so I highly recommend them.
Well, my first meal was quite healthy. It was more of a Caesar salad with chicken, but as I was eating my huevos rancheros last week, I thought Ed may not approve of my meal, but oh my goodness, it was good. And they also have, is it Hoffen Pepper? I believe the local hot sauce. So they have that there, and I was introduced to that. And I love hot sauce, a hot sauce connoisseur. I had never tried that one, and they were wonderful. They also had vendors at the market with Oktoberfest last week as well.
Lovely. And since we're already on the restaurant thing, I ate at Acropolis last night, and I, again, because of my inquisitive nature, and I do it very tactfully, I asked Betty, the owner, where do you get your trout from? Because I've been eating the trout there pretty constantly because I'm trying to always choose the best quality foods. And you know what? That Betty went back to the kitchen, pulled the paperwork, brought it to me, and I got to go online and research where her trout came from, which appears to be a good place. And I just was so impressed with Acropolis. I want to, and I continue to do this, we take it too lightly that we just eat foods for taste, or we eat food because it's cheap. And I encourage everyone to put those maybe as step two or three, but not one. One is, where did it come from? How's it prepared? How is it sourced? You really have to be a detective if you want to reach the level of quality food that is imperative for this human body to function. We live in a toxic world with the way foods are being processed. And I know there's conversations that we need to have, like, well, we can't feed the world if we're all eating wild-caught salmon. Well, there's a balancing act to all of this, and it's a personal journey. But
let me ask you this. Speaking of fish, I don't think I've told you this, but I had my first sushi of my lifetime, so I'm not a huge fish eater. So I have no idea. I did not ask where it was sourced, but it was a Parkside event over at the Riverboat, so I don't know where they get their sushi from. But I found out, even though I'm not a huge seafood eater, sushi and the wasabi and the soy, oh my goodness, it was incredible. And I've never had my sinuses opened by wasabi before, but that was quite an experience. And they had fresh ginger there, but it was quite an experience. I've never asked you your take on sushi.
Well, on sushi, I have researched it, and there's about five levels of fish that they can purchase. And that really is similar to the levels of raw materials for nutritional companies. There's actually about eight levels that go from the they're not harmful at the low levels, but they're not very helpful, all the way to the extremely high-quality Rolls-Royce version. Well, the same is true of the salmon and the other fish. I don't know a lot of restaurants' history and what they do. I do know Sushinabe is the one I generally go to.
Where is that one?
And it's down by the carousel downtown.
Okay, right on North Shore.
Yes, North Shore. And I've talked to Mr. Nobby down there at length. I've been eating there 20 years, and he really cares about what he does. And, you know, I also have recently learned that there's now a synthetic ginger that they are putting on some sushi places. Now, he would never do this, and it's actually not healthy in any way because it's made from chemicals. And I got served that at another restaurant out of town about 6 months ago, and I picked up on it, but only after I had eaten half of it, and I realized this does not have the look or the quite the taste or the texture. And when I found out about it, it was a synthetically made ginger. So we have to constantly be a detective on all of our foods.
Well, Sushi Nabi, I do know they often announce specials, whether it be food or sake, things like that. Never been, but on the House app. So if people download the House app, they can find a lot of good specials around town, including Sushi Nabi.
And the only warning I have on that is they do have one food I will not eat, and that is the miso, because they do use MSG in it, and it is very reactive to me. I won't sleep that night if I do it. Well, you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and the website by Avalon Design Studios. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.